Welcome everybody to the Spokecast. Johnny Cashmere here. If you can see me, you see I'm in full Bruce Wayne for Thanksgiving week, everybody. Coming to you live from the Batcave. Let's get him in here. Big 80s Donnie B. What's up, brother?
Hello. I'm not in any kind of Bruce Wayne mode. I'm just big 80s mode. That'll have to do.
We will not hold it against you.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
To you and yours. Do you have plans?
We should do what we're thankful later. Yeah, we'll do we're going to my in-laws. Well, let's do a list of what we're thankful for later.
That's not a bad idea.
Of course not.
Me and Tommy were talking about that. So Phil will be here in a little bit. He is in traffic on the Beltway in Washington, D.C., our nation capital. Mm. And Tommy Grayson will be here any minute. He is also finishing up some last minute work. So we got a lot going on. People piling in here. Wrestling Causes here from Australia. What's up, Dave Spieler, Danger Ginger? All my peeps are here. They're all here. Good to see all you guys.
I had to put over Wrestling Calls the other day because Father Jim Mitchell had some kind of little video game avatar that he was putting over on Facebook. And I said, I'll do you one better. My video game Donnie B avatar made by Creator Wrestler will kick the shit out of your lame looking Jim Mitchell midnight. Yeah, that one right there. Far superior to Father Jim Mitchell's avatar.
Agreed.
Yeah, brother. We should have those fight.
That would be over. That's the whole point of having these creative wrestlers, you know.
Yeah.
I would
love to do something with him on the side. Like back in the day, I would love to do something against him. That would have been cool. I never got the chance.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
That the whole aesthetic with him and Wrath and Mortis was awesome.
It was great, dude. Like I to this day, I don't understand how the hell the WWE could not have found a spot for him in like that whole Undertaker Mankind thing. And like, I don't get it, man. Like sometimes opportunities serve to you on a silver platter and you just don't have to screw it up. Like, cause it's just book the guy and put him in there. Like I'm at a loss for words on that one. I never understood that one.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that, brother, for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, speaking of how you would have booked things.
Yes.
So this was a big weekend for you.
It was.
Should we get right into it? I mean, I have not spoken to you, so I actually want to hear this for the first time, too. So
yeah, I'll tell the story.
Should I set the stage for you, brother?
Set the stage, brother.
All right. So Donnie B, my mentor, creator of the Backseat Boys, was running Phoenix Championship Wrestling and was using us, of course. We were crown jewels in his action figure collection. And another crown jewel in his collection was AJ.
Yes.
Tundra, the power child of the Arctic, now known as AJ
from
Costco guys. So you actually brought these guys up. They've been your friend. He's been your friend. You introduced me to them. What a great guy he's always been. And now he's found all this success online and on social media. And AEW goes and books him in a match on the Full Gear, I believe it's called 0 Hour Free for Everyone pre-show, where he faced QT Marshall, I believe.
Yes.
So walk us through it, brother. How was it?
So first and foremost, it was incredible. We'll get to the details, but it was awesome. I want to take this opportunity to publicly thank all those who allowed me to come in the back and hang out and be part of the show and see people. And it was through the gracious hospitality of Tony Khan. He's the owner. Amanda Huber, she was the one who brought me in the back. It could not have been smoother. I know there's a lot of reporting on the internet that talks about the woes of AEW and how it's downtrodden and everybody's miserable. I saw none of that. We won't really get into the specifics of behind the scenes, but I saw none of that. I saw a locker room full of vibrant young men and women who were just anxious to go out and perform. I saw smiles all around. I saw camaraderie. I saw brotherhood. I saw love. I saw absolutely. I was probably back there for about 2 hours. I didn't see a single second of any kind of discord or disconnect or disconnect or non-harmony. Nothing like that, dude. I was blown away at how smooth everything ran and just how everybody was a cohesive unit and worked together. And they could not have been more hospitable. I actually was shocked at how many people knew me. Like, and believe me, I'm nothing in the business, like whatever. But I was stunned at how many people came up to me and they're like, hey, man. And I'm introduced myself. They're like, Donnie B. I'm like, yeah, man, I was in a business a million years ago. And then they rattled off most of my shit. And even Amanda Huber, she was she was bringing me up in the elevator, and we start going back and forth about mutual friends and this and that. And I said, well, you know, I did manage a team a long time ago, Johnny Cashmere and Trent Asin. She just looked at me. She's like, oh, my God, that was you? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I saw the shows. I was CZW. Like, she knew everything, dude. Very cool lady.
Are we talking about
John Huber's
Brody wife? Brody Lee's wife, too?
Yes. Yeah, she knew you.
Yeah, Brody Lee wrestled for PW.
Yeah, she totally knew you, dude. And I was just like, wow, man. Such a nice lady, dude. Very cool, hard worker. I saw her running around backstage, like spinning 10,000 plates at once, dude. Like, she was all over the place.
Wow.
But not for one second did she raise her temper at anybody. Because you know how it is backstage. Like, everybody's pulling at you different directions. And she was a heat man, too. Like, I popped because I said, oh, you're the heat man, huh? She's like, sure am, because I don't give a fuck, which I loved. But she was so cool. Everybody was cool. I met Will Ospreay for the first time.
How was that?
Cool as hell. Cool, man. He had a full vest on, and it was his character. He modeled after the Punisher. So I said, dude, I said, Nova was a big – he goes, yeah, man, of course, mate. He's like, he had the Venom outfit years ago. I'm like, yes. So I said, you mind if I take a picture and send it to him? He goes, that'd be an honor. So I took it, and Jeff Jones put me over to him. Jeff Jones works for AEW, and I've known Jeff for a million years.
Wow.
He's a jack of all trades there. Like, their social media guru. And he's just, I always like Jeff. Always got along with Jeff.
We're talking Judge Jeff Jones.
The judge. That's all I call him. Hey, Judge. But yeah, Jeff was there. He put me over. He introduced me to a few people, which is very cool. And of course, Nana.
Did Ospreay refer to you as bruv by any chance?
No, I think he called me mate. Hey, mate. He did.
He called bruv. One day.
No, he didn't do that.
What a talent, though, man. That's so great that you got to meet. What is your height in comparison to his?
He's maybe about an inch taller than me. I'll tell you what, who was deceptively taller and bigger than I thought was Moxley. Moxley's a big dude. He was 6'3". I didn't really talk to him. He just came walking through the room, and Jones, hey, man, it's Donnie. He said something. I was like, hey, man, what's up? That was it. Like, he was running all over the place.
Donnie, you and your brother could be Ospreys.
Oh, I mean, that's...
You guys maybe look alike.
Maybe in name only.
Nah, dude, but the Bucci's and the Ospreys.
Incredible. No, bro, he's phenomenal, dude. He is something else. But I ran into Nana, hung out with Nana for a long time.
Did you?
I love Prince Nana. Yeah, I love Nana, dude.
I saw him in your locker room at Contest of Champions.
I've known Nana for 34 years. I met him in 97 or whatever that is, 2017, almost 30 years.
So you knew the Prince Nana when he was still being held captive in his home country.
Yes, and he was responded, heavy.
You responded to that email and saved him.
I did.
That was very nice.
It's funny. We're sitting in the building, and I said to him, bro, do you realize out of every single person in this building right now, we've known each other the longest? And he's like, holy shit, you're right.
How does that figure, though?
Isn't that weird?
It doesn't make sense to me. So you knew him before you knew me?
Oh, yeah. Bro, I knew Nana in 90. When did you get in the business?
I got in 98 and met you in 98.
No, I met Nana in 96 or 97. He started working for Kettner. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he broke in, I forget where. And then he started working for Kettner right after that. And that's where I met him. And then I brought
New
him
York,
up.
Maybe. New York, North Jersey.
Yeah, I think it was Johnny Rods. I'm sorry, it was Johnny Rods. He broke in for Johnny Rods. Yeah. So, yeah, I knew Nana about a year or two before you.
At your event, at your Contest of Champions, Sting, 1,800 people.
Yes.
You know.
Thank you.
You know, he came up to me and was like, Johnny, can you do anything anymore? Like, I'll book you. And I was like, no, not really.
Yeah, he runs.
Like,
yeah, he runs.
He was like, what about commentary? I'll put you on commentary. I was like, Prince Nana, like, I didn't know you that well. And for you to be this nice to me right now is literally like melting my heart.
But that's how he is, dude.
I know.
Such a nice guy. And then.
I know.
Obviously, I got to, I went to AJ's locker room and,
Wait, what? You went to where? Oh, right.
AJ, big boom AJ. And
I thought you meant AJ Styles for a second. No, he wasn't there. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm sorry.
But no, big boom AJ and Eric Justice had their own, big Justice had their own locker room. So I was in there with them for a while and just talking stuff and, that'll remain in the locker room.
Did you play any ribs of any kind?
No.
Come on.
No ribs, brother.
You should have done the Caraluzo Mark rib.
No, I did have one little rib. Joe, and I don't think he understood it. I had this rib that Raven taught me years ago that if you run into somebody who's part of a tag team, and you know who they are and they kind of don't know you, call them the other person's name. It's kind of funny. So Matt Taven was walking by and Jones goes, "Hey, this is Donnie B." And he's like, "Oh my God, man. How you doing, bro?" And I was like, "Hey man, how you doing, Mike Bennett?" And he just kind of looked at me and like, walked away. And Jones goes, "That's Matt Taven." I go, "I know, dude, it's a fucking rib. Like I'm working. I was ribbing him." But I don't think he got it. Like he must've not been at that session with Raven. I think it was Raven that told me that. He's like, "Yeah, call it. If you ever run into a tag team, call each other the wrong name. It's great. It'll get over."
God, that's awful. So, when I was at the Super 8 last year, I called Finnegan Molyneux like an idiot. I said it with such authority, too. I said it with such like, Molyneux. And he's like, Finnegan. And I'm like, "Dig a hole and hide."
I'm like,
"Dig a hole and hide. I'm a mark." Right.
But no, so we did that. And then, they went out to the ring. They were in the gorilla. My wife and daughters were with me, but they were up. They didn't come in the back. They stayed in the stands. They wanted to watch it with everybody else.
All right, hold on. I'm going to stop you a billion times here.
Go ahead.
Where in the stands? Were they in a box?
No, we didn't get to the box yet. The box was not ready. The Welch's family, they had the Welch's family, Welch's fruit snacks. They had their own box suite there, which was incredible. And we did get to that later on the night.
Welch's Trump Bucci's. Got it.
Yes. The nicest guy in the world. The president of Welch's could not have been cooler.
Speaking of the president of Welch's.
They do a lot of stuff with the military. And my wife works for the military. So they hit it off. They were talking.
Welch's?
Yes.
Does a lot with the military.
I think like care packages and all that, whatever it was. But super cool guy. But the box wasn't ready. So my daughters and my wife stayed in the stands. Good seats. So AJ goes to the ring. And I'll pull the curtain back just a tad, just to give everybody a little taste. But they had a monitor set up, and the monitor was sold out. And you know what that means, Johnny. Everybody was watching it. The monitor was sold out. And they went in the ring, and they put on a goddamn clinic. And I'm telling you, as I'm sitting here right now, there wasn't a single naysayer watching that. Everybody watching it popped. They were all enthusiastic. They were supportive. Every time they showed the little Rizzler on the screen, everybody lost it, just laughing. They thought it was the greatest thing. When AJ went up to the rope, to the top, QT was up top, sitting on the top, and AJ went up to put him in for the superplex. I think everybody thought QT was going to shove him backwards and like take the big bump. I don't think anybody alive thought AJ was going to do that. When he hooked him in, it was like the point of no return, and he hit it, the entire backstage area popped. Everybody. And then for the finish, they went nuts. And then when they were coming in the back, they each got a round of applause. Everybody was giving them a round of applause, dude. From the boys.
The wrestlers in the locker room gave the round of applause.
Yes, they gave AJ and QT a round of applause. Hell Sean Donovan was standing 2 feet from my left. He could vouch for it. But I thought it was so cool, man. There wasn't any negativity like, "Oh, F this guy. Who is he?" Everybody there understood what AJ brought to the table. 100%. And there's even a former AEW world champ that went up to, and will not reveal who it is. I'll tell you off air, but he went up to Andrew at the end of the night, like as a total shoot, and said, "Hey, I want to thank you for the house tonight." He understood it. He said, "Dude, I want to thank you for the house."
That was nice.
Yeah, that it was nice. Dude. But it was a great time. Nice. Yeah.
He looked great after that.
He did. He trained his ass off. He knew the mission. He got the match.
But his tights were great. I love the tights, the chocolate chunk cookie tights. And the boom.
Some of the bitch knew where the hard cam was for the finish. When he bumped for the finish, he even put him in the incorrect. Everybody was going nuts for that, even. Like, "Oh, what? This guy hasn't been in the ring in 20 years, like twice in 20 years, and this is what he's capable of?"
Bro, he's used to working Firebird TV shows.
Well, here's the other thing that's going to blow your mind, Johnny. He did it all with a broken foot.
I heard.
I knew. So, I mean, he said he heard it earlier in the day, but didn't know the extent. I guess doing whatever training beforehand or something. That's legit. And so, you know, he just said, "I'm going out." He took some ibuprofen. He's like, I'm going to do it. So he did it. And then he stayed for the media scrum. He was there till 1:30 in the morning. He didn't even come to the suite. When we were all after like an hour, whatever it was, when I went back, we went to the Welch's suite with the rest of Andrew's family and a bunch of other people. And Andrew never made it back up. So we left around right after the Mariah May celebration thing with the belt or whatever it was, and they bumped off the stage or something, right before the main event, I think. We were out of there because I wanted to beat the traffic. And then he said,
"Did they do anything on the main show at all, or no?"
No. Nothing, they were just in the press scrum afterwards. And, you know, I did, again, I'm not going to reveal everything, but there was an incident. There was an example. I'll tell you off state, off air, but there was an example that I saw firsthand of what kind of person Tony Khan is. And I'll tell you what, if anybody ever talks shit on Tony or gives him a bad rap, he doesn't deserve it. What I saw him do told me everything I would ever need to know about the guy. Like an actual moment he did something. And I was like, wow, dude, like that's amazing. It was very cool. It was a very cool moment.
So, something that proved his humanity, I'm guessing.
1,000%. It was good. Awesome, dude. Just a great time overall. The match was a success. And again, I implore everyone to use this as a roadmap for what you want to do and your success. And just realize, man, it might take you goddamn 25 years to get there, whatever it is, at whatever 20, but just keep persevering. Put the content out, keep persevering. If you have talent and you work hard, at some point something's going to come up. He's living proof of it, dude. Living proof. And everybody there was just so nice. Yeah, everybody was just so nice to him. And that's what I was glad to see, because I kind of just didn't know if, you know, everybody was looking at him as like a gag or anything. They didn't. They had him a complete welcome arm, like open arms. And
Donnie, great, I mean, man. Let's be honest. In a world where the average human being is obsessed with celebrity on social media, AJ is a shining, living example that the road is there. You just have to find it and be willing to travel it.
And here's the other thing. I haven't been in the back of a professional wrestling locker room in over 20 years.
That's not true. So, that's not true.
Not true.
Where was I?
You were at our outdoor show.
No, you know what I mean. Like WWE or something else, WCW.
So he means television. At television. Yes.
So to me, right. I'm still thinking the old school mentality of these thugs, bullies, and hooligans who would take a guy like AJ and run him out of the business. So to me, to see this air of camaraderie and everybody being cool amongst each other was kind of weird. Not that I was in a million locker rooms. Like, I was only in a handful as an extra. But there was no air of, like, coldness or, like, who the F are these guys? Like, not even to me. Like, if people didn't know me, nobody was like, who the hell is this guy? It was like, I just expected, like, you know, circa 98, 99 WWE locker room where you're afraid to even, like, go get a goddamn cookie at a catering. They asked me if I wanted anything. I was like, no, I didn't want anything. But they even asked me, like, who am I? And they're like, you want anything? It's in catering. I'm like, no, I'm cool. But yeah, dude, it was refreshing. All I said to myself is, goddamn, man, why couldn't this culture existed when I was at the height of the business, or even Nova when he was in WWE, instead of getting like bullied and almost killed by these lunatics like JBL or Benoit and all that shit? Seriously, dude. Or Bob Holly.
I love those stories. Those stories are just the best.
JBL. Looking back, dude, how dumb all that shit was, man. Shame on those guys for just being goofs and idiots. I'll say it. What do I care? I'm not afraid. I've had more real fights. Listen, I've had more real fights in my life than probably the three of those guys combined. Okay. You do quite a bit of fighting in almost 20 years in law enforcement. So I put my, I'm a broken down 52-year-old man, but I'd put my skill set against any of those guys.
Donnie, let me ask a few questions now.
You may.
What did you wear?
I wore a very nice outfit, John. It was my blue jeans, my nice blue jean pants. I had this nice, like, kind of designer black shirt. I will send you a photo. Okay. I might even have a photo. Right. I had my nice, nice fossil watch on. My hair was done appropriately. I've started dressing quite well lately. Even my wife was very impressed.
Well, you got something to show off now. You've lost some weight.
I did. I had black Vans on. Oh, let me see if I can find it. Here's a picture of me and Jones, but you might be able to see me a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Who's Jones?
Jeff Jones.
Get the hell out of here. That's him?
The guy we were just talking about?
Donnie, if he landed on me and started to wiggle, I would not know that was him.
Yep, that's Jones. That's me. See my black Vans? Watch, my stylish shirt. See? My hair's looking good. Thank you.
I like the black Vans.
You like that?
Yes.
I picked
black Vans are over, brother. I got me a bunch of pair. I've had black Vans all throughout my life. They're over.
Here's I'll show this one last photo. That's it. That's me.
There he is.
Yeah. Shouts out to Nana.
The best. But yeah, man, it was cool. It was great. It was a good time. it reminded me of the stuff that I liked about the business, the camaraderie, the brotherhood, pulling off the event. That's what I always enjoyed about it.
Yes. But all right. So I got some more questions.
Ask away.
You said the box was not ready.
No.
At what point did it become ready?
It might have been like ready, but no one was in it. So we didn't get the signal to go up to the box probably until an hour into the show, but I was still backstage. So when I left, I said, let me go get Melissa and the girls. And I went up and found them. And then I text a couple of people and then they were like, yeah, come to the box now. So then we went to the box suite, which was fantastic. They could not have been cooler. The guy, the president of Welch's, such a nice guy. And then Erica, Andrew's wife, was in there. His son came in. And then we were waiting for Andrew, but he wanted to stay because a lot of guys had left or whatever. He wanted to stay and do the media scrum with Tony. So,
you know,
it was cool.
I was thinking of an idea, Donnie. If I were Tony,
yes,
let's just say, I would start a title just for the pre-shows, and I would give it to AJ, which would then make him have to come back to every free pre-show and defend that belt.
Well, listen, there could be more big boom AJ on the horizon. Who knows?
I was about to ask, you know, do you think that they will want him back? And B, do you think he'll want to be back, you know, based on your experiences and based on the online reception that I've seen?
For full disclosure, and as his friend and someone who is close, I will have to recuse myself from answering that because I don't want to come off as somebody who knows something and I don't want to say something that's incorrect. So I will just leave it as a non-answer. You guys should be able to figure that out.
God, you should run for office, brother. That was beautiful. Phil, how you doing?
Phil.
I'm good. I'm cold. I'm surprised. It's colder than I expected. I should be expecting it, but I'm not. I'm not ready.
It is November.
I know. I'm not ready because we had such a warm October and warm beginning of the month that I'm not ready for these little cold snaps that are happening right now. Mm-hmm. That, and you know, Thanksgiving's begun, so everybody has lost their ability to drive. The amount of time it takes me to get from physical therapy to home is about half the distance to my work. It took me as long as it would have to go to work as it did to come here to be on time.
How many days are you still PTing?
I'm about to transition down to one, so I'm still at, this is my last week of two.
Yeah, and how's it feeling? You got full mobility and all strength?
Mostly strength is almost there. I have a problem going up and down steps. Basically, I go up okay, except I feel it. It's like a knot underneath my kneecap. Going down steps sucks. there's no other way to put it.
Ginger steps, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, I just speak step gingerly. Danger, yeah. Ginger.
I always had to do that.
But yeah, people need to learn how to drive. That's more my complaint today. It's just, I think I passed three crashes on my way home.
Wow.
Just be safe. Like, I'm.
That's a great picture, Phil. Phil froze up. His mouth open. Phil
froze a little bit. Well, he said he was cold.
No.
Can you hear me now?
Tony Borchardt. Two tough Tonys here. What's up, brother?
What up, brother? Tony. How you doing, bro?
Two tough Sweet. Tony advised me that SPO should be a family-friendly company, and we listened to him. So thank you, Mr. Damn. Tony.
You'll always draw more with families than without them. That was always my motto.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could have your niche stuff, too. Don't get me wrong. But for me, personally, I always wanted to cast a wide net as I could to my potential ticket buyers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, Phil, the physical therapy is going good now. You're up to what? Black belt with a stripe
in physical therapy now? Probably like what is right before black? Purple
or blue in
black, brown belt. I'm at a brown belt level.
Oh yeah, brown was before black. My daughter actually made it to a purple and then she stopped.
That's Taekwondo, I think.
No, this was karate.
Taekwondo or Tangsudo. They're the two types of karate. I did Tangsudo, which was a Korean karate.
Oh, it was a great night overall on Saturday for wrestling. I mean, GCW was running up at the mall, right? Mm-hmm. At the American Mall. So you had them, and then down the street you had Newark with AEW. It was right. 10, 13, 14,000 people went to watch wrestling on Saturday night in New Jersey, dude. Yep. That's cool.
Yep, that is cool. Yeah. And the mall show looked great. They had Ricky Stark show up out of nowhere coming down the escalator. That was a pretty cool visual. And they know what they're doing over there at GCW. And they did like a sick deathmatch show. And then like the next day did a family show and nailed both of them. God bless them.
It's not easy. 100%.
Not easy to do. So anyway, welcome back, Phil. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
On our Thanksgiving special. Tommy Grayson, thanks for coming in, brother. Appreciate it. So you're going to have an update for us about your weekend. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I will.
You want to go into that right now?
Yeah, we could go ahead and talk about that. So free admission, absolutely free on Saturday. JCW presents Spanksgiving, Saturday, November 30th, live at Grizzly's Bar and Grill in suburban Detroit. I'm not even going to pretend to know how to pronounce the town that we're in, but just know that it is
Wyandotte.
Wyandotte. There we go. Thank you. You're better edumacated than I am, Mr. Cashmere. But yeah, so Wyandotte, Michigan, absolutely free. And for those of you who cannot attend physically, you could attend virtually via the Triller app. So go ahead, download it today and get access to JCW's previous Devil's Night pay-per-view, which took place on October 30th at the Majestic in Detroit. And make sure you tune in Saturday, 8 p.m., JCW Spanksgiving.
Yes. Looking forward to it. That's coming up this weekend. It's almost here. We're already at Thanksgiving. We're taping this on Tuesday night. Tomorrow is what they used to call the biggest party night of the year. Mm-hmm. Right?
Is that still a thing?
I don't think it is. I think I remember like 01, 02, it was still a thing
when I was there. I mean, I'm a little older than you guys, but I'm telling you right now, in like the whole late 80s and 90s, the night before Thanksgiving was huge, man. There was a club out near Philly. It was on the water. Was it Kathmandu? I think it was called Kathmandu or Deja Vu or something in Philly. And we would make the pilgrimage there once or twice. And a dude at like 8 o'clock at night, the line was around the building to get in.
Wow.
Not hundreds, thousands of people there. And that was the night before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
I mean, Donnie, you're law enforcement. Is it not the DUI night of the year, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes and no. That's for the amateurs. You know. Yeah, Mark. I mean, that's like doing DUI patrols and stuff on New Year's Eve.
Like, it's notorious because it's when all the college kids are home. So yeah, my uncle was a cop for many years. So he told me when he was first teaching me how to drive, make sure, you know, under no circumstances do you get behind the wheel of a car and drink alcohol, and you better not ever do it right before Thanksgiving because your ass will be caught and I don't want to have to come and bail you out.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's when you get the amateur. That's when you get like bad accidents because a lot of first time drunks, this and that. Like the first time somebody's 21 and they have that first Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? The night before.
But I'll say about 6 years ago, I drove Uber for a little while and didn't know that Thanksgiving Eve was ever like a party thing.
Yeah.
Because typically by then, if I was anywhere, I was with family. And so I never saw the party. If anything, I just saw some of us sometimes get together. But I learned a new lesson about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what they said it was too? I'm losing my train of thought. I'm reading the thing about the Mounties always get their man, that Relic put. And now I'm picturing that.
The Rougeaus? Yeah.
Yeah. What were we talking? Oh, I know what I was going to say. The kids coming home from college, like the kids that graduated high school in June and go away to college to live at college, their first time coming home from college ever is the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's true.
So they meet all their friends from high school and they go to bars and get drunk. That was the idea behind it.
That's true. I mean, we would run into so many people that from college that were home and everybody would hang out. But I feel like that's when people used to hang out and actually make eye contact and speak to each other in a nightclub and exchange phone numbers and then go on dates or whatever. Like, I have no idea if that's even still a thing. I asked one of my daughters, is that what people do now? She's like, no, it's all on apps and this and that. I was like, wow, man, this just seems, I don't know if somebody came around with like a retro club or something, if it would be over a nightclub. I just worry about there'd have to be so many sanctions involved with insurance and all this other shit. It wouldn't be worth it. But I always wondered that if somebody would come back with a club. I mean, most of them have gone. I mean, I'd rattle off like Birch Hill or Trade Winds and all these other ones, Poor Billy's, all these legendary clubs. Like, But I don't. Osprey. They all went away. They were all sold. Did the Osprey? Yeah, Osprey's still there, bro. 75 years.
Wow.
Just passed it last week.
I'm smirking because, you know, I put together the indie wrestling calendar and I cycle through this big list of places to like search up. And I'm back to some of the nationally touring micro wrestling companies that are out there.
Really?
And I'm like, I want to follow and just look at the stream of bars they go to.
Yep.
And like check out some of their venues. Cause I'm looking up some of them, like, what are these places? Some of them have the best names ever. And I'm looking them up. And I'm like, why isn't more wrestling running in some of these venues?
I tried it. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to do a whole East Coast swing circuit of shows, outdoor shows at bars. And stuff. I thought it was a home run. I just couldn't put the logistics together. But those micro people are killing it.
I mean, some
of those shows is like sold out.
Some of them are doing two events in two different places.
Yes, two crews, like WWE back in the 70s and 80s, like an A, B, and C crew. Yeah.
Well, not to make it a segment or anything, but real quick, I would like to segue since we're on the subject of micro wrestlers. But Johnny, you could testify on this. But while we were in Michigan, there were a plethora of micro wrestlers that took note of the Backseat Boys' synchronicity and choreography, and they very much wanted to replicate it and do the micro do or the miniature do-si dos as we called it.
Did they do it?
I'm waiting for proof, but they came over and they were like, we're stealing all of your guys' stuff. And I was like, please, it's yours. Like,
Donnie, my heart skipped a beat, brother. To have,
oh man,
micros come up to you and say, your shtick needs to be our own. Donnie.
Dude, I would have popped huge for that.
Donnie, it was a dream come true.
Dude, I would have lost
and
my
for
mind.
For them to say that, because here's what's funny. When you first put me and Trent together, we were stealing from Midget Axe. People don't know that.
Didn't know
that. Of course. We stole from Midget Axe, which you can say. Back then, they were officially called midgets. That's even doctors called them that.
Yeah.
Now they're little people. Yep. Right.
There are still some companies out there that call themselves that. So.
Exactly.
So wait a minute. I just want to put this out there. Yeah. Anyone who's promoting micro wrestling, midget wrestling, little people wrestling, please. Please make a micro Backseat Boys team.
Yes.
And if you want to have a little micro Donnie B, I will gladly hand over the reins for that. I will give full permission to anyone make a little person Donnie B gimmick. I'm totally cool with that. 1,000%.
I need it.
Mark, it needs to happen. And here's the thing. The new backseats have also stolen from micro wrestlers. We have. Wow. Johnny, remember we did the triple worm?
The car seat boys. That's not going away. Yeah.
And I was about in my brain, I was forming just some jokes about just wrestlers who are short. I was going to start with myself. But
is tremendous. We need that. I love that micro wrestling. Yeah. I watched every episode of that. That micro wrestling thing that was on.
Yeah, but isn't it on like Bravo or one of those channels?
I forget what it was on. It was great. Dude, it was well booked. It was well produced. It was great, man. It was awesome. Every episode was great. It was awesome.
I'm looking it up now. I'm looking it up to see if I can find it.
I think it is Bravo.
I hear they do excellent with the ratings.
Oh, dude, not only that, dude. They're running in Pigeon Forge. He runs in Pigeon Forge, and I think he runs like twice a night on Fridays and Saturdays, like 600 or 700 people a show. Like
Discovery
every weekend?
Channel.
Discovery, that was it. Yeah,
son of a bitch is selling out everything. What did you say, Donnie? It's a what? A forge?
He runs in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. That's where they have their micro arena in Pigeon Forge. And they run, in the summer, I think they run like 3 or 4 nights a week. And they run like 2 shows, like a 5 and a 7, like Medieval Times. And they're all sold out.
Wow.
This dude's killing it.
Don't people do that at Six Flags, too? Like...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they do that Six Flags. This was the first summer that wrestling wasn't there. Usually Mike O'Brien runs that or Mike Lombardi. I don't know what happened. Maybe they didn't have it this year for whatever reason, but usually in June or July that he usually has a big show at Six Flags.
Yeah. So you know the name of the venue, right? You know the name of the venue you run if you run there?
No.
It's the Batman Arena.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Yeah.
we have to run an event there.
Yeah, I came pretty close to running an 8-week program in there. I want to say it was like 2099.
That would have been awesome.
We had eight weeks all mapped out for a set price. And then literally like 48 hours before I was going to sign everything, they said, well, we'll give you the same money, but they wanted the 8 shows, but now they wanted to give me half the money instead. Money, right? And it was like, we'll give you half, but based on gate, you have the other half. And I wanted the guarantee, which we had agreed on. That's the only reason I walked away from it, because I'm like, wait a minute, we agreed on X amount. I forget what it was. It might have been like $5,000 a show or four, whatever the hell it was. And then I was like, well, no. I'm going to have to book out all this talent for 8 weeks and secure it all based on the money we agreed upon.
Right.
And then they're like, well, you know, we'll give you half and the rest will as it comes in. I'm like, no. I'm not falling for that, because I'm not going to front load 4 shows and then I'm chasing it in August like for the rest of it. So I walked away from that one.
I mean, you and Dave Mysterio feud would have put fans right back.
We lit up Wildwood, brother. That was
real
fun
quick. Real quick, I just want to get back to these micro wrestlers. So when we book them, they're not going to be called the Car Seat Boys. We have to retain the BSB, so they're going to be called the Booster Seat Boys.
All right, this needs to happen now.
Jesus. Like, I just picture seating a family in a restaurant and being like, do you need a booster seat? And then being like, well, of course we do.
I'm just picturing just a bunch of high chairs, and that's what they use to climb up to the top rope is the high chairs and the booster seats. And then they get those trays with the little Cheerio gimmicks that you serve infants and whatnot.
Yeah.
And
that's what they use to go. Yeah. Bro, take a bump on those booster seats, those wooden booster seats, put them next to each other and take a bump on them. I'll bump Phil on one of them. Phil, you're going to be at our next event.
What is the date of the next event?
No one knows.
That's one. Two, do you have something for me?
No one knows. It's already started. We've already Costco guide the booster seat boys.
Let's do it. Hell yeah, let's do it.
I'm all for it.
But no, we'll know soon. It's a valid question. We'll know soon. Hopefully, we're dealing with the casino now. It's a much bigger, you know, we're fishing for marlins now. So it's a little different. So we got to be patient. So we're being patient. So obviously we didn't go this past Thursday. Robbie, we saw Robbie was in the chat. I just want to update everyone on what happened with Robbie. Robbie had to get emergency dental surgery. So I don't know exactly. We don't know exactly what happened, if it was from whatever. He says it's, of course, what a continuation. But that's what happened with Robbie. So last Thursday, I went to the press conference, and Damon didn't. He showed me pity. He didn't make me apologize or anything. So I'm helping him book fighters for the December 16th event. So right now I'm looking for a 200 pounder. So if anyone out there, any wrestlers or anyone who's an actual fighter or trained boxer in the 200 pound category, get in touch with me on DM and we'll see what we can do for celebrity boxing. So I will see Robbie Thursday at Thanksgiving and I will get an update on his health then. So
very good.
Yeah.
We should take this opportunity to go around the horn and list a couple of things that we're all thankful for. Philip, would you like to start?
I'm thankful that I have medical insurance that can pay for my physical therapy, because even with it, it's expensive.
Yeah, no, you're right, man. It makes you wonder, people who don't have it, like,
it's
insane that we all don't have it in this country. I don't get it. That's it, Phil. Yep. That's all you have.
If only we had booked him in SPO, Donnie. He'd be able to pay his medical bills. I'm sorry, Phil.
What else, Philip?
I don't know. Right? I've been trying not to be in a bad mood because it is Thanksgiving, right? And there's every now and again there's family drama. And I'm trying to avoid the family drama, Johnny. And I am appreciative of being here. I just wish I was doing more sometimes.
No, I get it.
I think I'm trying to find my spot in the world of SPO, and I don't know what that is. And I think I'm frustrated by that. It's not the only place it happens, where it's like, what am I doing here? And I hope, I am hopeful and thankful that toward looking towards the future, that there'll be more opportunities to do more things.
Yes, there will be. Phil, the problem, the issue with Phil is he's so multi-talented. It's hard to just put him, you know what I mean? Put him
in one category. He's 5 hours away.
Yeah, that's the thing. With a guy like Phil, it's very hard to just say, you should just do this.
When, well, that's the thing. If he drives he's 5 hours.
He's capable of running his entire own promotion. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you have a guy like that, it's hard just to say, hey, I just want you to ring the bell or whatever. But, you know, I used to have that problem with guys. I didn't know what to do with them because they were so talented. They deserved to be somewhere bigger.
Overqualified. It's a real thing, Phil.
It is.
Yep. There you go. So anyway, thank you for burying me, Phil. Tommy, you.
Tommy, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for Thanksgiving memes. I saw one today. I saw one today that said, if your family starts arguing, go live. And I'm not going to lie, I laughed a lot harder than I probably should have for a lot of reasons, but it's an inside joke between my brother and I. So I'd just like to say, you know, if anything happens with the family, just hit that live button and, you know. No, but seriously, I love Thanksgiving memes. I'm not the biggest fan of Thanksgiving for a multitude of reasons, but the Thanksgiving memes, like a lot of other dark humor, has allowed me to look forward to at least some aspect of the holiday. A lot of years of retail and having to work on the holiday and whatnot. And just, I don't like to see people stress themselves out, especially for just like one meal. So seeing my mom do that a lot, it always kind of just left a bad taste in my mouth. But I'm thankful that so many people are thankful, because all I really come for is just the memes at this point. So just, if you got any good ones, send them my way.
Nice.
What did the turkey say to the president?
What's that?
Pardon me.
Wow. I got to say, Boston Market revolutionized Thanksgiving, right? Because then you can go walk into a place and within Boston 10 minutes. Boston Market? Yeah, because you're actually
still around. Oh.
They just, but think about it. It was the first time you could go into a place and get a Thanksgiving style meal made for you. No, that never existed before Boston Market.
No, you're right.
So people started getting it delivered. That's when it all started. Now people get stuff delivered on Thanksgiving all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That still blows me away a bit.
I agree. It feels unnatural. It does. I don't care what it is. Like we have a turkey and then usually ham. We have both.
Yeah, me too. My younger brother, for example, not JP, but he manages a golf course over in Wilkes. He's open. So unfortunately he won't be home for turkey, because if your food, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I don't understand why somebody would want to go out to eat, but I've done it. So I get it.
My second year on patrol. I remember Thanksgiving Eve. I had to work because I was a young guy. I couldn't get off. And I'm in the Hamilton Mall with my Jedi Master, a gentleman named Emont Reinwalds.
What mall?
The Hamilton Mall.
That's where I work out.
Really? I'm at the lower level in the mall. It's Thanksgiving Eve, probably around 10 o'clock at night. I've just communicated with my then girlfriend, now wife. And I was sad that I was missing the meal and all that. And we had gotten two hot turkey sandwiches from Wawa. It was pouring rain out. We pulled up the table and we had a football game on. It was a Packer game in the mall. They put it on for us. No one was in the mall. It was closed. And we're eating our turkey sandwiches. And my guy, Emont, the senior officer, looks at me and goes, "Happy Thanksgiving, Booch." Just like that. I just said, this is the lowest moment of my adult life as far as holiday goes. And I was just like, this is it. Like, I just remember that. I just never forgot that. But big shout out to all first responders and everybody who do have to work the holidays. Mm-hmm. I never took it for granted. And when I had the holidays off and I could get them, I always took them. And people used to rib me, like say shit to me, "Oh, you're getting a holiday off again." I'm like, yeah, there's only so many of them. Like, what? I never understood that one. Why guys were upset if I had a holiday off, but I didn't give a shit. Excuse my French. Johnny, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful. I'm thankful for so much, just for everything we have and everything we built and the friends and people around me and and all the opportunities that I've been given second chances in my life. You know, the second chances are few and far between, and I've seemed to be given this endless stream of them. So I'm very thankful for that. So
I would agree with you. I think you and I are proving that. You know what I'm saying? If you would have told me 4 years ago, 2 years, 3 years ago, that I'd be doing a podcast with Johnny Cashmere and we'd be in regular contact again, no heat. It's just that, you know, we just were doing different stuff and our lives took different directions and turns. And I always loved Johnny. I never didn't have heat with him, but I would have called you crazy. And to meet the Graysons and meet guys like Phil and just to dip my toe back in to the fun part of wrestling without all the stress and the other shit has been a godsend. And I am thankful for all you guys. I'm thankful for the show. It's so much fun. And just in general, man, I'm thankful. I'm 52 years old and I get to have another holiday season with my wife and my two kids. And just the day when God does call me home eventually, I'll have no complaints, bro. No. That's it. I'll have none. I've been given more in this life than most people. So I'm very thankful for that. There's not a day, even though I don't show it, there's not a day that goes by where I don't say to myself every single day, why me? Like, you know, even though we all have hardships and everybody's fighting a battle, I always say to myself, dude, man, you know, how did I luck out? But it is what it is.
You're right, man. Yep. You're right, brother. I love it. Yeah. We all have a lot to be thankful for. It's corny, but we do.
Mm-hmm. No, we do. Who are we to complain, you know?
And we should be thankful year round. It shouldn't take a man-made holiday that, you know, that we schedule yearly to be thankful. We should be thankful.
It's like Valentine's Day and everything else. You're right.
You know, yeah. You know, I'll tell you guys a little coincidence. You know, last year in 2023, Black Friday, we put tickets on sale for the debut SPO event.
Wow.
So we're now 3 days from that. So we're 3 days from hitting our lap on the track.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a big monument. That's a
that's milestone. A big deal, bro. Yeah, it is. I'm very proud of you for that. I know it was a big undertaking. It was a big deal to make your own company, come back from doing PWU and all that. And I get it. As somebody who's done it, I completely get it. If there's anybody on earth that can understand what goes into what you do and promoting and all that, and that heavy is the crown, I get it. I completely understand it. That's why I'll always be in your corner and support you no matter what you do. The Graysons, you too. Sky's the limit, boys. Make 2025 better than 2024.
Hell yeah,
you know, that's it.
Hell yeah, brother. And all four of us, we're all going to go out tomorrow night and be irresponsible, right?
Well,
every last one of us
sitting at my home. I don't know what we're doing tomorrow night. My one daughter has cheer. So if I could be irresponsible on the half hour drive to go pick her up in West Crete, New Jersey from cheer camp at 8 o'clock at night, I guess that's it.
Well, what about CCD tonight? There's no CCD.
No CCD on the week of Thanksgiving. Yeah. No social studies tonight. Yeah.
That's it.
Next year's it. She'll be in eighth. Next year's, my one is out. She already got confirmed. So next year's confirmation, and then we're done with CCD.
Man.
I'm on an event in West Virginia, so I have to be responsible.
That's right.
Tell us. What's up?
At a company called Real Shoot Wrestling out in Clarksburg, West Virginia. They are running a Thanksgiving holiday slam, and it's RSW versus Team Franchise Shane Douglas.
Really?
As their main event. So big traditional style Thanksgiving tag team match, I think is how I can word it.
Survivor Series?
Yeah.
Cool.
I love that somebody's running. What a great idea, man. Just take the risk. Because a lot of people are looking for something to do on Thanksgiving night, believe it or not. Like the movies
they
or whatever.
Are.
And,
they are. Yeah, they are.
I think this is the fourth year they've had this event the night before Thanksgiving. And so
that is so cool.
It's a regular draw for them.
Well, Starcade, right? Used to be the night before? I think Starcade or something was the night before. Yeah,
the night before Thanksgiving. Yeah, you're right. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The night before Thanksgiving.
That's cool shit.
Beyond Wrestling, Wrestling Open runs for, I guess, the third year now. They run weekly events on Thursday up in Worcester, Mass. So they have, I think it's called the Thanksgiving Slam or Thanksgiving Cup or whatever they call it. But they have like a Thanksgiving event. So we participated in it a number of years back. Had to have been 2022. So
that's cool.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely people want something to do. People want an excuse to leave the house and step outside. And the cool thing about independent wrestling is that, you know, even beyond just being able to find like any different number of shows in any different area, it's a lot of these companies now are streaming. So even if you're not like, you know, like I'm not the biggest football fan. My father, first thing he would do as soon as the turkey was away, turn on the TV and watch his football, watch his Raiders and the Jets and whoever else. So it's like for the kids or the people nowadays who are raising children and they might not be sports fans, but they might be wrestling fans. Hey, you know, turn on your Triller app, you know, whatever it is, or your IWTV, watch your wrestling, watch your Thanksgiving wrestling.
Nah, it's huge, dude. That's awesome. I wish it was around when I promoted.
Yep. You know what I just saw on Instagram? PF Chang's put out a big thing. We're open Thanksgiving, and it shows a family eating with chopsticks.
We just had that a couple weeks ago in Lake City. It was great.
It's brilliant, though.
Yeah. But yeah, stuff to do, man. You can only go to the movies so much. Wicked is probably all sold out, so you're going to have to go watch wrestling instead. We put over Wicked, by the way, on Sunday. We went to go see it. Girls Wanted It. Fantastic. I thought it was the best movie of the year. Oh, wow. I love the Broadway show. Did you see it, Phil?
I have not seen the Broadway show, and I want to see the movie, but part of me is like, do I wait until part two comes out so I can binge?
You can see part the movie. There's two parts to this. They kayfabed everyone. This was a stroke of genius. I knew it was going to be two parts because the Broadway show, they have an intermission, so it's two parts in Broadway. So I knew exactly where they were going to cut it. I knew what the high spot was going to be. So they split it, and they kayfabed everyone that it was going to be two parts. As soon as the credits come on when this movie starts, or in the lower right corner, it says Wicked, and then it says part one. And at the finish, it says to be continued. I was like, oh, that's genius, man.
But is there a post-credit?
No, there is none.
Okay.
No stinger.
There's no post credit. No stinger, no post credit. You won't need it. It finished. The high spot to take you into intermission is fantastic. The whole thing was great. We loved it. The girls loved it. My wife loved it.
The high spot to go into intermission.
The high spot to go into intermission. It'll make sense when you see it.
I'm excited. Well, Jonathan Bailey's like my favorite actor. If he's in it, I watch it. So
who's he?
I don't know what he's
Is he like a British guy or something?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. He is the prince. He is the love interest of one of these girls. I will not reveal who. And I know what happens because I've seen the Broadway play, but he'll have a bigger role in the second half too.
Though Jeff
Goldblum was great.
Though I've never seen the Broadway performance, I had a boss who loved Wicked. And so like we did a trip to a conference once and he played the soundtrack and explained everything to me. And then I read the book.
Yeah.
So like I understand what's happening.
Well, what's wild is The Wizard of Oz came out in 1900. It was written. And it was adapted into a movie in 1935. Wicked was written in 1995. So 60 years after the source material came out, the movie came out, they revived and came up with this. Mm-hmm. And then the movie's been in production probably since like 2010.
Yeah.
Like in some way, shape, or form, various people were attached to it. Mm-hmm. And then they took their time and they hit a home run, dude. We loved it. Yeah, it was great. I would highly recommend everyone go see it. It's one of the few times that I've seen a theater of people clap at the finish, like standing up, like everyone was getting up clapping. Yeah, it was really cool, dude. Endgame, they did that when we saw Avengers. They were going nuts for the finish of Cap and all that, but that was different. This was people genuinely getting up and clapping because they were excited.
Wow.
Yeah, very cool.
That's awesome. I got to see
that. Yeah, buddies.
You know what I'm obsessed with right now is Tulsa King. You guys watch that?
I put over the first two, and I haven't had a chance, but everyone first raves about it, right? The first two episodes.
Oh, so of season one?
Yeah.
Like Sylvester Stallone. Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it was cool as hell.
You know what I like to say? I say that it's canon in the sense that Sopranos, Lilyhammer, Boardwalk Empire, Tulsa King, they're all Terrence Winter. They're all the same thing. They're all historically accurate in a way. So I think this is just, to me,
it blows my mind. You watch season two? Is Cash Flow on that? He's on it, right?
I didn't start season two yet. I'm rewatching season one right now.
Yeah, they have a reoccurring character on season two. Bigfoot, I think, is his gimmick, but it's Cash Flow from OVW.
Oh, wow.
He's got a huge role. Yeah, he's on it. Mike put it over. He said it was great, so I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, Ginger.
For us, it's just tough. Yeah.
Ginger just put it over Cash Flow.
I only watched two episodes ever of Yellowstone. That's how far out of the loop I am.
Yeah. I think they just killed Costner.
Oh, how about a little kayfabe, brother? I mean, a little spoiler alert.
It's all over. Everyone knows. Costner went out on the media and said he didn't even know. He said he didn't even know they were going to kill him.
Well, I mean, didn't he film the scene where he was laying on the ground dead? Like, wouldn't you know that?
I knew that he was like, I'm not coming back to the show for this final end. And it was like, so are they just going to write him off? Are they going to kill him? Are they going to, you know?
Yeah. That's kind of dick when you think about it. Like, who are you to say that? Like, you know what I'm saying? The show put you over and then you can't even do the honors and come for the last half of the season or whatever. Just that's terrible, dude.
You know what?
You know, I felt that
Bitter from Waterworld.
Yeah. You're right.
Sorry, Tom.
I was just going to say, I felt that way about Shameless, you know, like the, when Emmy Rossum left,
I never saw it.
That's like one of those like comedy drama shows and whatnot, but the lead actress left, and then the final two seasons of the show they did without her, and everyone was saying, are they going to bring her back? Are they going to bring her back? And they didn't. And unfortunately, it was one of those shows that I was such a fan of literally up until the final episode, and the way the episode kind of just ended, it was kind of like, really, that's how they like did it. But yeah, finales are hard to do.
Speaking of shows I'm a fan of, last week's Trip TV was awesome, Thomas. Good job, bro.
Thank you. It was very
long.
You're
doing a great job with that, man. Just keep putting it out. The content is great.
Well, I don't want to get too far into it because we're still in the development stages. But for those of you who would like to see more Backseat Boys content and stuff that maybe you can't see on YouTube, the Backseat Boys are currently in development for Only Wrestlers, which is a platform started by RVD and Katie Forbes, and is currently accepting applicants. It's exactly what it is. It is a paid subscription for wrestlers by wrestlers. For a subscription fee, you are able to see exclusive content for the Backseat Boys, for Juggalo Championship Wrestling, for RVD, for Katie Forbes, for the Neon Ninja Facade, Danny Moe. There's a whole privy of wrestlers out there that are jumping on this platform. Privy. And,
privy.
A whole, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know.
No, I like that. A whole privy. I think that's awesome. Donnie, how's your whole privy lately?
My old privy?
Whole privy. That's a great word.
I guess it's
good. A group. It's like a gag.
You're a mark. You're a mark. Well, yes, there's a whole... Misfits. There's a whole gaggle of misfits up on the Only Wrestlers. You could check us out now. You could catch Violent J on.
It's already the Only Wrestlers to you.
The Only Wrestlers. Yes. You could catch us on the Only Wrestlers. You could catch Juggalo Championship Wrestling and Violent J updating that MF on the daily or the weekly or however often we update it.
Yep,
the social media is on point. Yep.
Don't forget this weekend, the free admission event.
That's right. Spanksgiving. If you can't be there in person, be there on the trailer. Catch us on all social media platforms. We're going to be filming Trip TV content. Stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for Backseat Boys on Only Wrestlers, because that's probably where you're going to see a lot more Trip TV in full moving forward, so that maybe we stop putting out these 3-hour episodes. Oh, and of course,
I love the shirt. Thank you for my shirt. I got it. It's awesome. I love it. I should
get yourself an official Backseat Boys t-shirt.
There it is.
There
it's
we go.
Awesome,
yeah,
dude. Real nice quality. You guys did a nice job with that.
Thank you. You could hit us up directly and we will mail them out to you. Go for it.
All right.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, good whoop. Deal.
Thank you guys for all being here. We are thankful for everyone in the chat, everyone that joins us every Tuesday. Hopefully next Tuesday, we will have some big information regarding the future of SPO Wrestling. We're still trying to figure out what's going on with our general manager. We don't know exactly where we're standing with that right now. So there's a lot of meetings we have to do this week. So hopefully we'll have news next week. Everyone have a happy and blessed Thanksgiving on behalf of all of us here. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Woot, woot.